like a sunrise warming us up. Night drives cruising on the highlight, spending all of my time kicking with you, honey, with you. Ooh, honey, with you. Oh, ooh.
Hello and welcome to Faith and Freedom. I'm Chimene Nugent. You know, it seems like every day there's something more and more outrageous in the news, and we forget about the atrocities that have taken place over the past few years. We were once an energy-independent nation, but on his first day in office, President Biden stopped the Keystone XL pipeline, which not only cut jobs for thousands of workers, but also in the communities where they worked and lived. Then there was Biden's botched pullout in Afghanistan and the toll that it took on our troops and Afghans who now suffer under strict Taliban rule, where girls are now banned from public education. And then there was Hunter Biden's laptop that exposes the Biden crime family and the classified documents kept in Joe Biden's garage. Can you keep track of all this? There's so much. And recently we had a China spy balloon floating over our military base, and then the train derailment in Ohio. Suddenly our focus is off our open border, allowing thousands of undocumented fighting-aged men to enter our once sovereign country, and where human trafficking and drug trafficking is absolutely out of control. But our border czar, Vice President Kamala Harris, she's silent. You probably forgot about the pandemic already and the masks and standing 6 feet apart. Now there are bigger problems. Have you heard of Project Bluebeam? Check it out. So what's really going on? On the cultural stage, drag queen story time it's okay. But author and actor Kirk Cameron preaching the gospel? That's not okay. The diabolical display of Satan worshiping has infiltrated the entertainment industry. Meanwhile, many Christians like me are suppressed and even banned on social media for exercising our First Amendment rights or simply sharing the gospel. Matthew 24:12 says, "Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold." In his new book, As You Grow, Kirk Cameron teaches children biblical wisdom and the value of growing the fruit of the Spirit: peace, joy, love, patience, kindness, gentleness, and self-control. More than 50 libraries rejected his attempts to read his new faith-based children's book, but they allowed drag queen story time. Here to tell his story, Kirk Cameron. Kirk, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, Chimene, it's great to be here. Nice to be with you.
Well, thank you. So why do you think there is more tolerance for drag queen story time and Sam Smith's performance, demonic performance, than teaching children about faith, hope, and love?
There's the forcing of those values. It depends on who you are talking about when it comes to tolerating those kinds of things. Parents sometimes want to make their children eat green beans and broccoli when they're little. It's not like they really want it. And most Americans today who are thankful for the blessing of faith and freedom and the country that we live in do not want to and are not interested in tolerating immorality and lewdness and lasciviousness and the bondage and tyranny that's coming down on the nation. But they're being forced into it because all of that is being just infused into the media, into the medical industry, into education, into big tech, our workplaces, and now into the church and into the family. So these woke libraries that turn down a sweet children's book about love and joy and kindness, faithfulness and self-control, are being heavily influenced by those who would like to break the backbone of a free republic like ours. And you do that by cracking the family and cracking the family of faith. And that's coming in lots of different forms today. And so men in fishnet stockings dressed in clown makeup and wigs who really, really want to spend time with your children is going to be the new normal. And the Sam Smith Show is coming to a kindergarten classroom near you soon if we don't reverse course and have the American public stand up, speak up, wake up, and say, enough. We are not going to go this direction. We're going to reverse course. We're going to educate our own children. We're going to create our own news channels and our own entertainment channels. And we're going to take back the hearts and minds of our kids and our culture and our institutions.
I am with you 150%. And being married to a celebrity, I understand the pressure that managers and agents can put on you to be a good soldier and to do what you're told to, especially in interviews. I mean, I remember people told Ted, don't talk about the Second Amendment, don't talk about hunting, just talk about the music. Was there one specific incident that made you step away from Hollywood?
You know, Shemin, I don't ever remember a time where I made a conscious decision to step away from Hollywood. And in fact, I'm still in it. So we just had a movie come out this last summer called Life Mark in movie theaters that celebrates the value of life in the womb and the beauty of adoption. And it just did beautifully. So I've just walked through the doors that I believe God has opened for me. And he's closed other doors. And when I look in the rearview mirror, I say, wow, that path for my life was so much better. So much healthier and more prosperous than the path I was going to take for myself. I now just say, thank you. Where do you want me to go next? So for me, I believe that it's a mistake for the family of faith to exit out of Hollywood. I don't think you should leave. If you're in it, stay. We need leaders full of faith and moral integrity. If you're into politics, stay there and reform a system that is corrupted and perverted. Often Christians want to take politics, Hollywood, lawyers and other filthy professions and say, we don't want to have anything to do with that. We're just looking forward to the kingdom in the next life. And I say, no. Jesus said, may your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And you and I are those ambassadors that are bringing heaven's principles to earth. And we do it primarily through leadership positions and influential jobs like you're doing right now, like I try to do in my lane. And people need to do that in politics, education, entertainment, law, church, everywhere.
We were talking beforehand and I told you that I'm banned on Twitter and I'm now banned on Getter. And my ability to speak freely here on Real America's Voice has been such a blessing. What can you recommend and suggest to Christians, other Christians who are trying to live boldly in today's world?
Our founding fathers warned us that if we don't have true faith and moral integrity, freedom is dangerous for us. And we're seeing the proof of that right now. You see, that's the whole point of the Constitution. It's to limit the power of federal government. Because if a people are so free that they can do whatever they want and they're not self-governed by a true faith, by the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom, and they don't have the moral integrity to do the right thing, their freedom will lead to crime. They're free to do bad things. And what we need to do is we need to say, okay, we need to be brave, strong, and courageous. We are at an hour in America's history where God is calling a new generation of brave and courageous heroes to rise up, men and women of faith and moral integrity. And you need to speak up. That's why we have the First Amendment. It's why we have the Second Amendment. It's why we have the Constitution and all of these liberty documents, because history tells us that liberty and freedom is precious and it's rare and we need to fight to keep it. That's what Benjamin Franklin said. We've given you a republic if you can keep it. So resolve in your heart that you're going to love God with everything that you have and pledge your life, your fortune, your sacred honor to God and to one another, and say, what is my role to play in the years that God has given me here on this earth? What evil can I uproot so that my children have a cleaner earth to live in? And if we work together, I believe that the Spirit of God will coordinate our efforts, and we have someone who has the great hand of providence working behind the scene who will champion the justice of our cause.
Yeah. You know, Jesus flipped tables. Is this what we're doing right now, flipping tables?
Is this what we're doing? What do you mean?
Well, is that for Christians speaking out boldly and bravely and encouraging other Christians to do the same? I mean, rather than going along with everything else, everyone else, sheep. I mean, there's a point where we need to flip tables and say enough.
I understand just what you're saying. And if we are really going to love one another and love our neighbor as ourselves, we can't let them get robbed by an out of control mob mentality government or other types of institutions that deceive and corrupt people. We need to take a stand against those things. We need to fight for our children and their future. However, I find it interesting that if we look in during the old covenant era of the Bible, Israel's greatest problem was not its enemies. It wasn't the drag queens. It wasn't Egypt. It wasn't Babylon. It wasn't, the World Economic Forum. God always told them, I can handle all of those enemies. Your biggest problem is God himself. He says, when you turn to idols and you forget about me, I give you over to the perverted and wicked desires of your heart, and you're going to see where those paths take you. That's the real danger. And he says, the solution is not getting rid of those people out there, but turning in your heart back to the God who made you and gave you your blessings. He said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, not humble everybody else, humble yourself, turn from your wicked ways and seek my face, I will hear your prayers, I'll forgive your sin and heal your land. If we want America to be healed, if we want to save Freedom Island, which is what my book is a big part of, is saving this island of freedom in a woke and broke world, our first step is to turn our whole heart back to God ourselves as the family of faith.
Yeah, I love that. So what are you working on right now? What's next for you?
Well, I'm in the middle of a 15-city public library book tour. It's called the Freedom Island Tour. And it's a chance for me to read my brand new book about biblical wisdom that you mentioned earlier and teaching children the fruit of the Spirit, love, kindness, gentleness, self-control during the seasons of their life. And we are visiting libraries in San Francisco and in Nashville, in New York, DC, Denver, Chicago, everywhere, including those places that turned me down because they said their culture doesn't agree with my messaging. So we're going to those places because parents and grandparents are crying out. They're showing up by the thousands, literally, in public libraries, overwhelming the capacity levels because they want to join in a movement and give voice to their concerns and the values that they want for their kids. If people want to learn more about the tour, the Brave Books Story Hour Tour, go to bravebooks.com and you can subscribe there and get all the information. Bravebooks.com.
Bravebooks.com. Well, I'm going to be at one of those story times. I can't wait. And I can't wait to meet you in person. Kirk, thanks so much for joining us. God bless you. I hope we see you again soon.
Thank you. Great to see you too. Thanks for having me on your show. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. And that's all we have for today, everyone. Thanks for watching Faith and Freedom. Let us know what topics you'd like us to cover. You can find me on Truth Social, Instagram, Facebook. Look for the blue check for more information about how to get remediated from toxic mold exposure in your home or in your body. You can go to killerhouse.org. And if you'd like a free mini course on how to be wildly well, where I share all of my tips and tricks of being a fitness instructor for more than 40 years, you can check out my website, ShemaineNugent.rocks. Mark your calendar, share this show. I'll be here every Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern. I hope you will too. Remember, as Esther 4:14 says, we are here in this time and this place for just such a time as this. God bless. I'll see you next week.